Before you get to your topic, may I say something?
Oh, God. Get rolling, baby.
Buxton out of the lineup with the hip problem. I'm prepared to believe that he's not making these things up. He suffers these injuries, which is a shame because he's a hell of a player. But the pattern is so established that he'll forever be unreliable. There's something – he's not built for this. He can't do this.
Well, I believe in a two-week period we had knee, hip, and hammy, right? Yep. And then finally the hip got him. And it's hard to define where he got the hip, but it showed itself running down to first base. I don't know what – I mean, I was willing to say he's been unlucky with some of this stuff, but now it's chronic. And, you know, a very good example for his career is Paul Molitor's. Molitor became very reliable later in his career because he became a DH.
Mm-hmm.
Buxton ain't no DH because the reason you want him is because he's Willie Mays in center field,
right?
That's how good he is. He's the best center fielder. I mean, I saw Hunter and I saw Puckett lots and lots and lots, and they aren't in the same ballpark as him as a center fielder.
Right.
And
it's a shame. It is. Because he's too tightly built or something.
Yeah, he's too tight.
He's too tight.
Who's that guy, Greg?
Gil.
Gil, the guy that used to call him.
Too tight.
Greg.
Well, and you know what? 2 years ago in spring training before the shutdown, the story was he'd gone and gained muscle, right?
Mm-hmm.
15 pounds or something. And now the story this year was what, 22 pounds of muscle. Well, there's no way he's 37 pounds heavier than he was. So it was either horse bleep the first time or horse bleep the second time. But he still is thicker. And he's got to have a skeletal problem. There's got to be something wrong with his inside him. You know, there's...
You're missing the most crucial one. Break his jaw chewing on steak in spring training too this year?
No, that was teeth. He lost teeth.
Or he lost
that was
teeth.
Teeth. Oh, and I don't know what it was, but he had the bad teeth. Yeah. Yes.
Had the bad choppers.
Yeah. He missed like 2-3 days after having root canal.
Okay. That's what it was.
Speaking of the teeth, that Andrelton Simmons almost looks like a homeless guy. He's got the bad choppers, and he weighs about 9 pounds.
He does. And he's goofy enough to be that, but God, is he a good shortstop. Yep, his hands are magnificent. And I love the arm because if I was playing first base, I'd say in every throw, hurry up, get here. But he gets rid of the damn thing so quick that it's just gone. He never fires it. He just whips it, and it gets there in time. But he's a screwball.
He doesn't believe in the vaccines. No. He thinks it's from Mars or something.
He believes in every he's from Curacao, so he's not a Q guy, you know, as far as, but he's been here a long time. But he basically believes all the weird, you know, aliens and the whole damn thing. I think he's in on all of it. He's a complete screwball. I said this last week, but my favorite quote of the year. He knew how to loosen up Kirilloff. We should tickle him. Of course, how about that one, Joe?
Yep, he got the bad wrist.
He hits the long fly to center, almost out of the park, and a week ago Sunday, and then he hits two home runs, screaming home runs.
Yep.
Then the next day he hits a home run.
Yep.
Then the next day he hits a home run. Then the next day he hits two doubles and a single, and then he's done. He's done. That's it. Bad wrist. You know, hits the ball. Buxton runs too fast. Kirilloff hits the ball too hard. What did this team?
Sano strikes out too much.
Well, Sano is, you know, really, I think there's gastric bypass is the only hope for him. I think we should just give him the rest of the season off and send him to the fat camp.
Put him in a sauna.
Send him and say, see you when you're 260, pal. You know, so he's got to be 310.
Mm-hmm.
And his problem, Pat, is even when they bring in a left-hander that throws 89 at his chest, he can't catch up to it.
No. He's get the bat down here. He's got the bat up over his head. Get the bat down where he doesn't have to travel so far.
Is his problem stubbornness, do you think?
No.
Okay. So he's willing to listen to a batting coach telling him, or hitting coach, excuse me.
Willing. They want me to hit like a bitch.
I think he's forgetful.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I think what was your topic, son?
Let me say one thing. I think Miguel bowed out of higher education in the fourth grade or something, in the Dominican fourth or fifth grade. Okay. And I don't think that he's a... I don't think he's a sharp thinker.
He's forgetful, he
says. He's forgetful.
That's the most charitable thing you could say. He's forgetful.
I think he's forget. I think he forgets. I think he has good intentions when the game starts, but by the fourth inning, he forgot.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah. So I got to say one thing before I get into my topic, too. By the way, speaking of forgetful, it's time to fill the pool up with water, right?
Yeah.
I'm so paranoid about forgetting that it's being filled up with water that it's taken about 3 days because I got to turn it off. Because I'll go someplace and come back and it'll be up over the thing. So it's like filling it up with a spigot. I have no faith.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah. What?
Why did you drain it? Don't you leave the water in there?
Half of it. Half of it, they take half of it out and put the thing on top. You gotta get it filled up again. Yeah. Good. Looks like a good year for seeds, though. Things already covered with hasn't operating yet.
It doesn't look like a good year for swimming, does it? We've had no spring.
What is this?
I don't know.
What is 54? Come on, let's go. Let's get something going. Okay, here it is. I'm not often critical of my pals with the DFL. Mm-hmm. The most underreported story going on right now, there's been hints and bits and pieces of this, but the tribal casinos are raising hell. They want to get rid of charitable gambling. They want to get rid of pull tabs and electronic that are in all the bars.
Right.
And at the end of the whole budgetary process, the DFL House sneaked it in, this bill that would get rid of charitable gambling, pull tabs in bars. Ooh. And the tribes have basically told them, we're your number one funding source, right?
Right.
For legislative action. And the House is ready to pass it. And I don't know if they did or not, but it's cleared everything it has to clear, and they apparently have the votes because they've been bribed by the tribes for so long. And even the Republican Senate, they got enough GOP guys that has taken their money too, that there's a very good chance this is going to pass. Get it out of the bars, which is used to fund all sorts of athletic stuff, town ball.
I was going to say, will the casinos fund a kid's hockey team?
Yeah, the hockey team's all over the
place.
What's
their rationale?
Because they're mad because it's cutting into their business.
But me going to Brewster's in Union Hill after a ball game and spending $20, I'm not going to Mystic
Lake.
Their
business is down, and they see how much money is being made through the pull tabs. I mean, it's financing the Viking Stadium successfully. They see how much money's being made, and they think if that's not, then they might get a hunk of it. They might get 20% or something, the people who have to gamble.
That is bull
It's not. It has not been made. I mean, I think I saw
price of doing business.
I think I saw a small story in the strip like a week ago. And
why are we reading this?
I don't know. It should be front page every day.
Yeah.
And Walls is probably not going to have the guts to veto it because it's all his DFL legislators will turn on him because they want to keep the tribe money coming.
Mm-hmm.
It was well known the bars with the electronic, not back in the old days of pulling paper pull tabs, did a lot to finance amateur baseball around the state. But now it's a huge funding source for suburban hockey programs.
Right.
We got to get Tom Barrett on the line.
Yeah, suburban hockey program. Yeah,
Tommy B, right. He'd be able to tell you about it.
But suburban hockey organizations are using it. And you know, I'm sure that Walls wouldn't be worried about the little bars in outstate Minnesota because he's lost. They have no votes there. But the hockey moms in the suburbs were the reason that the DFL had a good year, right? They were smart enough to hate Trump, and they voted for him. But you start taking the funding away from these hockey programs with you're
going to have upset families.
He has got to have the balls to
stand up to
veto it. But
plus, we'll miss that annual story of some crafty hockey mom who embezzled the outfit for about $150,000.
That's good too. But this is why this is not being. This is huge. Because it affects.
It's a game changer.
Rook, you got his number? Because I do. Let's call him right now. He's the head of the state gambling, Isn't he the head of the state gambling commission?
Yeah, I'm not sure what his exact position is, but he is on the commission.
It's being used so successfully, so many places. And these bars, plus just the business it's going to take away from bars, right? So the small bar and, you know, Isanti or some damn place is probably 8 of their 12 customers are in there.
I must issue a correction.
What?
Brewster's Bar is in Lonsdale, not Union Hill. It's the Union Hill Bar and Grill. I got my Town Ball bars mixed up. I apologize for that.
But it's,
want me to send it to you, Rook?
No, I got it.
All right.
We do have one issue, though. The phone lines are not currently operating.
Well, then never mind.
Yeah, get him on tomorrow. Why was I looking it up? Get him on tomorrow. Get him on tomorrow and tell you about that. And it would be better off on the highly rated GL show than the highly rated Monday Night Sports Talk show, too. So, but yeah, it's. I mean, I don't know the full details of it, but it would basically eliminate bars being able to have pull tabs, charitable gambling. So. The number of enemies they would be making is incredible.
Across the state?
Absolutely
it will be.
Because it affects the suburbs too, right?
Right.
You know, so. Anyway.
Well, plus it doesn't make sense.
No,
because,
it doesn't. You
because a pull tab player isn't destined to always hang out at a casino.
No, plus you got to say, hey, pal, you know, the president of the Minnewaukanton Sioux, who, by the way, they still haven't given me my money. But, you know, you got to say, you guys already have the best deal for tribal casinos of any state in the union.
And if this gets out.
Shut up.
If this gets out, the people.
Well, it's out there.
Well, what I'm saying is, though, once people get, you know, are aware of how significant that this is, they're more likely to not support that, you know, Mystic Lake, whatever, because of what's,
You
know, because you took money away from the thing I truly care about.
Yes, and the tribes have refused, the one story I saw, they refused to comment on the whole deal, the tribal, whatever, the
leadership
the
or
United,
marketing?
United thing, yeah. Mm. So, but they're trying to sneak this bugger past everybody, and that somebody's got to shine light on the damn thing. You know, so now I'm hard to believe my DFL would be doing something like that, taking a basically
not hard for me to believe
taking a bribe not to, you know, taking the bribe to not to support.
You'll come around yet. I know you'll come around one of these
never
days.
Come around.
You'll come around.
No, every time I want to come around, I run into some.
A closed door.
Some guy to the right of George Wallace. George would be a middle of the roader.
Speaking of that, I was talking to Joe before we started recording the show today about I was reading his column on the website and then went through the comments, which I haven't done in some time, gone through the comments, but Joe was called everything from "you're such a liberal" to all the way. It was fantastic.
It is. It is great. The newspaper.
I don't think it's fantastic.
Newspaper commentary. I've said this 100 times. The newspaper comments. When the newspapers start, we'll have these erudite discussions among readers.
Right.
We'll have these readers. This will be great because we'll get the readers involved.
Yes,
we'll make
immediate feedback.
Somebody will make their point, and then somebody will say, well, I respectfully disagree, you know. Yeah. And instead, you have brought the wasps to the honey, not the bees. You have brought the wasps to the honey.
No, what is that latest bee that's bad?
The murder hornets. The murder. You have brought the murder hornets to the...
Buzzing around.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I thought the NHL playoffs started tomorrow.
Nobody knows when the hell they start. It's so screwed up. No, the Wild has two more games.
I know. But when I looked it up from the league, it said Tuesday, May 11th. The last day could be Friday, July 9th.
That was the original schedule before COVID interrupted. Ah. Here is what's unbelievable, though, Joe. They're going to start the playoffs in the United States of America, probably Sunday.
Yeah.
A week from Sunday. We play Tuesday. I think Sunday. Next Sunday.
The Wild play Wednesday and Thursday at St. Louis.
Yes, and I think they're going to start the playoffs on Sunday. But in Canada, they're going to be playing the regular season for another week because they had more COVID. But here's the deal. Some teams are done with the 56-game schedule. Arizona's done. You know,
the Ducks are done.
A lot of them are done. 56 games.
They went to the lake.
They went to the lake. Boy, did they! Those two teams could have left for the lake quite a while ago. Housley's at the lake. He's at the river because he was with the Coyotes. But Vancouver has only played 49 games, and they're going to have them play the full schedule. Their last place. Who cares?
Shut it down.
You're not losing concessions. Well, you're not losing ticket money.
If Montreal gets a point tonight, all 16 playoff spots are set.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just admit that COVID won in the case of Canada and don't play anymore. Right. Start at the same time. What the hell? You got your four playoff teams. It's ridiculous.
Makes too much sense.
I don't know. Who do you want them to play, though? I asked Judd that this morning. The Wild or the Avs? Who do you want? I mean, do you want the Knights
or the Avs?
The Vegases or the Avs?
I'm going Avs.
Probably Vegas.
You want the Avs?
Yeah.
Because what? They're not as good.
Here's the deal. We don't know how good they are. They've only played six teams.
Yes, that's true. But
we have no idea.
But to get to the conference finals, they only have to play those same teams against.
Right.
I think I'd rather play Vegas because they're not explosive.
Well, the Wild play much better. They match up better against Vegas. The Vegas.
What was their last 5-4 or 4-3 overtime?
But the only trouble with playing Vegas is, you know, they got the weapon you want to have in the playoffs, which is goaltending.
The good goalie.
They have better. But then their backup is Doobie, right?
For the Colorados.
Oh, for Colorado. Yep. So Colorado's regular is okay, but the Wild have the, from what I can tell, the goalie advantage over Colorado.
What are they going to do with the, are they going to do a bubble for the Stanley Cup final? Because you can't do the, you know, you can't go into Canada. What are they going to do?
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to, well, they'll play it.
They'll play it by Zoom.
Here you go. You pass the puck over the red line.
That's right. Okay. If Canada makes the final.
Canada gets, a
Canadian team will get to the conference final.
Yeah.
So. I don't know.
No, seriously, then what?
I don't know. I guess the Canadian team has to come to the States, and then they'll play it somewhere.
They would have to, yeah.
Maybe they'll play four games with it. I can't believe they're going to show up if they're playing the Wild and play all seven games at the X. But, you know, why not? I mean, I don't know.
Pat, have you figured out why Walls has determined that by May 28th you could maybe sell out the X, but not May 15th or May 20th.
I know I'm puzzled by all of this.
Yeah, all right.
I'm puzzled why I, as a long vaccinated 75-year-old, still have to walk around with a mask on. I think we should have to certify that we are vaccinated. We should just have V's. Some permanent marker in the middle of our forehead. Because there's a lot of people who would cheat and say, yes, I've been vaccinated.
That's not an authentic V.
But this V would be burned into your forehead.
Sizzled. Like branded account.
Yes. I would do that to get rid of the mask. You could put a V in the middle of my forehead if I could not have this dumbass thing that I have to.
It'd be very confusing on Ash Wednesday.
Yes, it would.
Back to the 50s was postponed, but now it's back on. But you have to wear a mask.
Yes.
Outside at Back to the 50s.
And that is, yeah, why is that outside?
I don't know.
I love the idea that we'll be able to gather, we'll be able, you no longer have to wear a mask outside. Tim, we never wore a mask outside.
Nobody wore a mask
Nobody
outside,
mask wore
Governor.
A mask outside. I was at St. Patrick yesterday watching a baseball game. Is that, are masks recommended for that or not?
Some sites encourage it.
But it's not.
But it's not mandatory, no.
Not mandatory.
No.
Well, encouragement, zero. Not mandatory.
Well, I'll put it to you this way,
212.
The city of Shakopee announced that anyone in attendance for an amateur game, yes, spectators and players not on the field were told that they must wear masks.
How'd that go over?
And one player that will go unnamed retweeted that with the okay sign and said, best of luck with that.
Yes. Unless they're going to send somebody up to monitor.
To monitor. I think now it's, instead of mandated it, I think now it's encouraged.
Okay.
Encouraged, all right, to encouraged, wear that. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I don't know. It's, you know. And also, Joe, how about the fact if we can only get to 70%, right? Mm-hmm, we're not there yet, right?
Nope.
No.
We can do all, well, what about the other 30?
Right.
How do I know that? That means if I'm in a group of 10, three of them aren't going to be...
Three scragglers.
Three of them might
That's when you need to grab them by the shoulders. Yeah. Where's your V?
Yes, right.
Hey, kid, where's your V?
But the vaccinated are protected against that 30%, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah, we're safe.
Yeah.
We're safe. We can do anything we want to.
All right. Well, no. We can do whatever Walls tells us we can
That's
do.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, but, all I know is I won't be happy until I can go in the grocery store without a mask.
Yeah.
Because unlike you, I make numerous trips to the grocery store with a list. I get the list. If I can get her to go once every 2 weeks, it's a miracle.
What did Bud Grant say? A guy needs a place to go.
Grocery
That's
store.
Your place to go.
Mm-hmm. I volunteer all the time. I say, give me a list. She says, it's easier for me to go than give you a list.
Well, here's, you know, I've found better options than the Lund's Byerly's that near us, the small Lund's Byerly's. But I know where stuff is. After 30 years, know where stuff is. So better options don't defeat knowing where the stuff is so you can get out quicker.
Nothing's worse than, you know, going to a, you know, you're out of town. We were down in Iowa a couple weeks ago, and I had to run to the grocery store. Uh-huh. I didn't know where anything was. So I spent an extra 30 minutes getting 10 items, mm-hmm, you know, than I would have had I gone to my grocery store.
Yeah. It's very important to know where stuff is.
I'd be hampered by that. I would be hampered by where the stuff is.
And you don't, you know, and then there's not as many workers floating around, so you can say, hey,
do you live around here?
Where are the pretzels? And they say, you're standing next to them.
Right. Oh, okay, thank you. Talk about me when I'm gone. I got it right under my nose.
And speaking of Iowa grocery stores, it's the greatest because you go from produce to cereal, to booze.
You know, like, bam.
Two straight aisles of booze.
That's right. Yeah. We sell them. What can we sell on? We can sell strong beer.
Well, what they do is, you know, Rook mentioned Hy-Vee earlier, so they have a separate liquor store, but they don't sell
it. How about in Minnesota?
I think that's the way most of them are set up. Store. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you go to Kowalski's, has got a separate one. Lund's and Byerly's has got a separate entryway.
A lot of Targets do too. So, yeah, that's the way we like to do it here.
Well, anywho's, that's my.
So when you walk into Publix in Florida, you got to get your wits about you.
When you buy your plantains.
Yes. Hey, I'm cutting you. I'm putting you in charge of stopping this charitable gambling thing. I want you to stir up the troops, man.
They're telling me we don't have a phone system. How's that work?
Well, here's the deal.
What the hell does that mean?
Here. I got a text back from Tommy B. He said, I would love to, but officially retired 2 years ago. Okay, so he's a close personal friend.
You're retired. That's like when I went to the newspaper, they said, you're no longer here.
Right? Yeah, you know, the building.
I still love that.
I said, I'm going to go upstairs and get something to the garden. He said, no, you're not. I said, why? He said, you're not even here anymore. I said, where'd they go?
You, the whole building, the whole building's ass.
Where did they go?
Yeah. What about all my stuff?
He said, how about I get a guy that knows more than me now?
All right.
I said, okay.
And, well, you know how we used to all, not you, but back when I was there, we rushed across the street to Luigi's? Mm-hmm. Now you could have the news staff in Luigi's and just
right. There have you go.
A little door and drink. Yeah. Yeah, it would be
literally.
Great. It would be great. So
where is Luigi's is long gone. What's there now? Nothing?
Gotta be something there. I don't know.
I don't know.
There's a, was it on
it's right on a
was on 4th Street.
Yes, it's right on a corner kitty corner from where the original new building was before you went to the new building, which is no longer the new building.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it an Irish pub?
I don't think there's a pub there.
It was on 4th and Wabasha.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah. It was right. It was 20 steps. And boy, we needed that at 5-1, too.
You just reminded
me. They were
me.
Locking the doors at 105. They gave us a little extra time.
I'd like to order 17 gin and tonics.
No. Usually only 4.
Oh, only 4.
Oh, hell, but, that's moderation.
But there was the time that I told both Augie and Wonger to order me 4 to make sure that somebody went. I got over there and there were 8.
Ooh.
And it was like 110. 130. See ya. Let's go.
Jesus.
135, baby.
So, oof.
But they didn't give you the big, they gave you that size drink.
So. I was driving in today and I was listening to Paul Allen's show.
Oh,
and
you poor devil.
He mentioned you, Patrick.
Not in a good way.
No, in a great way, because he told the great Dark Star story about the coffee table in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
I was just howling, man. What a great story.
Yes.
I don't know that story.
Well, he saved a life down there.
He pretended
allegedly.
To be a doctor.
He was going, he was an antique guy, and he was down in New Orleans with one of his younger girlfriends, and they were walking through this unique story, and this guy tipped over in there, and they thought he was going to die. And Dart apparently saw that it was maybe diabetes. So he said, somebody quick, go across the street and get him a glass of orange juice. It's a diabetic shock, and he turned out to be correct, and they brought him
one
back.
One in a million years.
They saved him, life. And so they were grateful when he picked out this antique
The store owners were
table.
So thankful. Yeah,
an antique table. And they said, you can just take anything you want to. So he found like this $700 little table that he wanted that he'd already eyed. But he didn't, for some reason.
Because he had used a different name.
He used Dr. Brown or something.
Matthew
but
Brown or something.
He sends the table to my house. But I don't have any idea that it's coming, and all of a sudden, ding, ding,
here's your
doorbell
table.
Rings, and sitting out there in the
Dr.
In
Brown
in a big package is this table, and it's no reference to who it's supposed to be, and I thought, okay, it came from New Orleans, and I know he was down there, so I called him up and I said, hey, there's that table here. He said, oh, that finally showed up. Okay.
So I'll be over at 7.
Well, he had to send it to your house because he didn't want to blow his cover.
Yeah,
right? Wasn't that the deal?
Like that. He sent it to my house. It was, I was, that was typical, Yeah, I didn't.
Very unsurprising is what you'd like to say.
Yeah. No, that was true. Man, we're approaching what for Dark Man?
He said 9 years.
May 31st.
June 1st.
May
31st, okay.
Yeah.
What year?
It was 9 years ago.
So it was 12? Be 12?
2012.
2012. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Almighty. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
You've been off Saturday Sports Talk that long, Joe?
Yep.
They called me on
because you came up that day.
K-Fan.
I went in that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chad
Abbott.
To
tell the seat in the roof story.
Yeah. Chad Abbott called me from the K-Fan and said, have you heard from Dark today? And I said, no, I haven't. And he said, we can't get a hold of him. I said, did you try the phone number that he uses for criminal enterprises? I said, he's got 2 cell phones. Try this one. And they didn't even answer that one, and they went out. And I think Bobby Hagan and Abbott and somebody else from the station went out there and found him in his bedroom.
Oof. Yeah.
So anyway. That's very fine apartment for rent there with a sauna.
Yep.
I still think that would have been the podcast and all cop podcast.
From the sauna?
Dark and I in the sauna. Oh, with towels.
I would have paid
for
that. Yes. With
towels.
With a little
around,
cam on the.
With towels around our substantial girth. And
towel
wow.
cam.
What a bad cartoon bubble that is.
The sauna cast with yeah. Ricey and Dark Star.
Yeah.
Oh. You wouldn't tune in for content. For mass destruction. You'd want to see the train wreck that was about to happen there.
Oh, it would have been great. It would have been great.
Today's guest, Jerry Burns. Burnsy, how you doing? Are you hot in the sauna right now?
Yeah.
You want to turn up the heat?
I don't think there would have been a room in the sauna for the gas.
And you know what would have been? In that case, Rook, it wouldn't have been the hotline. It would have been the steam line.
The steam line, yes.
So, beyond Buxton, I think it's going to be a long, dreary summer here with the ball club, Joe. I just don't
see
any.
Why was there such? Why was there optimism leaving Florida?
thought the lineup was going to score runs. You know, you thought it was going to be explosive. I was suspicious when I saw how bad Sano was in spring training. He couldn't hit either, and. You know, and another thing that hasn't helped, that hasn't been talked about much, Nelson Cruz is 40. He's, you see him now, he's got to start early. And he misses some of those breaking balls. He's thinking he's getting a fastball and he's starting early and he's missing a breaking ball by a foot, 2 feet. Now he can still guess right and hit the ball, but I don't know. Here's the trouble with us. We're dummies. After all these years, we should know this. We always judge players on their best year, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, Kepler was terrible in 2020, but he was great in 2019, so he'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, he's terrible.
Their best year is their best year. What's your average year?
Yeah.
That tells me
Polanco,
who you are.
All-star shortstop 2019, not very good last year, banged up. He'll be great. No, he won't. Donaldson, you know, hey, Donaldson healthy, look out. Yeah, well, you know, he's 35.
Mm-hmm.
We always, Garber, wow, you know, more home runs for a catcher than percentage, a home run every 10 at bats in 2019. That's Garber. Well, last year he hit 100, you know. Mm-hmm. And we end up saying, you know, Maeda, oh, 2020, unhittable, number two in the Cy Young. That's him. Or is it the guy that pitched the 5 years before that?
You know, your catcher, the one that you like, that played Friday against the Tigers.
Rortfett.
Oh, I like him defensively, but he couldn't hit fourth for your team.
No, I know that, but I just like the way that he just carries himself.
He does.
Not shy on confidence,
no,
man.
No, he's fired up.
Oh, it was great.
He's very confident as a catcher.
Yes.
But they tried to get him to add more power, so he's gone to this uppercut swing. He's got no chance.
None.
No chance. And they should have settled for him to be a doinker, you know, because a backup catcher, that's all he's ever going to be.
He should be shown tapes of Alex Avila saying, if you do this,
yes,
you can be in the big leagues for 15 years.
I flipped catching. Speaking of catching, I flipped over to the Angels game yesterday, and who should I see at the plate? Drew Butera.
Mm-hmm.
God almighty.
Still?
Drew Butera. Yeah, he's got more time in the big leagues than Tony Oliva.
Joe, what was your line about him? Do you remember? Because it always makes me laugh. He looks like he skipped a grade.
Yeah, I think he skipped a grade.
As a hitter, you mean, or what?
Well, he just looks young. Looks very he's 37
years
old.
No, it was a comment on his ability. I thought, he didn't graduate.
Oh, yeah. I see. 37.
You can't be happy with the bullpen, Patrick.
Oh, God. It's, you know.
Jeez.
I like the guy we brought over from St. Paul, Derek Law, was another. They got all the 6, 7, 8 of these guys that are just marginal never wases who they just have over there. How about them, by the way? Speaking of injuries, your Saints finished yesterday's game with 8 position players.
Wow.
They got all these guys hurt. They had 3 guys left during the game. They had to let Andrew Albers bat twice when they were three runs behind because they only had eight players left. God, what is it? Here's MRI has ruined baseball.
It really
the
has.
MRI machine. You know, do you think Buxton would be on the DL if Calvin was running this team? I doubt
it. Because his injury wouldn't have a name.
Yes, that's true. That's right. That is a part of it. And, you know, coming up with a name, a hip flexor.
Yep.
It's become part of our language now. We never heard of it until 8 years ago, right?
But grade two, not grade three. It's a grade two.
Yes. And then, of course, you always have to ask, which one's worse, one or three? Which is the most?
It's like the degrees of homicide. Is it first degree or fifth degree?
Yeah, but in homicide, in hip flexors, the higher number is worse. In murder, the lower number is worse. First degree is worse than four. You got to keep that.
I got to remember that. Hopefully, well,
What's the precaution with Buxton? Can a grade two tear and become a grade three, and then you lose him for the year? What's the precaution here? My hip hurts. Let's go.
Is it a grade two?
I think it's grade one.
Oh, it's grade one.
Well, they immediately, Dr. Baldelli immediately said he'll be out for weeks.
Yeah.
So, weeks.
Weeks.
So then, and I missed this, is he put... We're no longer putting people on the disabled list.
Injured.
So this is this happened this year?
Last three years.
Oh, okay. I'm new to the game here. I am a student. I didn't realize that.
I still always, if I put it in my copy, they change it.
To the IL, not the DL.
But on the Twitter, I always use disabled list, and then I will get at least one or two responses.
In fact, Rook, it's on the list.
Injured list.
This is the Roycey list of things I don't like.
Things I don't like.
Yes.
Disabled list was okay for Babe Ruth. It's okay today. You know, we're not making fun of anybody with a disability.
Was there a lobby or was this proactive?
You know, it was an activist group that did not. They thought.
Really?
Okay.
They thought the term demeaned. It made light of disabilities.
I never, in my 50 plus years,
now,
never associated with.
For instance, if you get in a car accident and have half your leg chopped off and you're a baseball player, then you could say disabled.
He's out
of it. Then it's okay.
Then it's more
but
accurate.
If it's just a pulled muscle, it can't be the
disabled.
You're
not disabled, okay.
I must have.
We do worry about very minor stuff.
I must have screwed up my list because I only have four on this one. I must have had another list because I have IL, not DL, paperwork, fruit that squirts, and sword movies. That's the only ones I have.
Oh, you're missing quite a few.
Those were just one day, though.
That might have been one episode. You're right.
Radon gas. He's not worried about radon gas.
Joe, are you watching Mar of Easttown on PBS?
No.
Kate Winslet is a troubled detective. Pretty good. Are you watching City on a Hill on HBO?
No.
Kevin Bacon, a outrageous FBI guy from Boston in the 80s or early 90s. Hmm. 2 years. Fantastic.
Oh, really?
Fantastic.
What's that one called?
City on the Hill.
Okay.
It's great. Kevin Bacon is outrageously wonderful.
I like him to begin with.
Yeah. We're almost done with this year, too, but...
How many years has there been?
This is just eight episodes. It's not like
Underrated actor.
Oh God, he's a hell of an actor.
Yeah,
he was great in Diner.
He was underrated in Diner.
Yeah,
pretty solid argument in Footloose too. The original. Weep and dance. You know.
Yeah.
Trying to set up those religious people that they could have a dance. He's very convincing.
Yeah, well, we could make fun of it, but it probably made about the fifth most money per era in the history of moviedom.
Right.
Who was the chick?
Ooh, she was a...
Jennifer Grey?
No, she was the naughty...
She was in
Dirty Dancing.
She was the naughty preacher's daughter. And I got to find what her name was. What was that called? Footloose.
Joe and the long...
No, she was the naughty daughter of the preacher.
Did I have it backwards?
Yes.
Yeah. She was the naughty preacher.
The naughty preacher is...
Laurie Singer.
Joe, in the long and storied history of Monday Night Sports Talk, has Footloose ever come up before?
Nope.
I don't think we talked about it a lot.
Nope.
1984 film. That must have been his answer to Diner, huh? He did Diner and then maybe jumped into Footloose. Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, he was taking anything he could get. Diner, the success of the cast of Diner is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
All those guys had careers, and the gals, too. Mm-hmm. Ellen Barkin. We didn't know Ellen Barkin just had a little. Was she? She wasn't the one that reached into the popcorn, though, was she? That wasn't Ellen, was it?
That was a different actress.
Different actress who reached into the.
What an actor!
Reached into the popcorn, and the guy was. That was a great movie. I got to go see that. I got to go find that again and watch the damn thing.
God, like the Cracker Jack box found something that maybe was not necessarily supposed to be there.
Pat, I have a question for you because I know you like to track his career over the years. I did not realize that Tim Tebow had given up on baseball because he's trying to football comeback.
Yes, he gave up on baseball, and Urban has brought him in as a tight end for the Jacksonville. You know, you can still magic down there. It'll buy some tickets, you know, sell some tickets.
He's got to be in his mid-30s, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he was 29 or 30 when they finally let him go at baseball.
Wow.
Yeah, he needs the adulation. Why wasn't he a preacher? Wasn't he going to be? I mean, he's the most religious guy in the history of mankind.
Well, I just thought he was going to go the TV route because he was doing college football for ESPN.
Was he any good?
I don't recall.
Before we conclude, have a little tip of the cap to Rory McIlroy.
Hey, yes. I didn't watch the finish of it. I wish I had.
Yep.
Good boy, did he need that. Do you know that he had not made the cut in, 2 months or something? Months of tournaments. He'd missed a bunch of cuts in a row. He'd been brutal.
He hadn't won in 19 months, and the last time he won was in Shanghai.
Yeah, and he's won there now 3 times, right? But the last one was 8 years ago or something.
Something like
it's been
that.
A while. That's
Who's
good.
The latest Mrs. McIlroy?
There's only been one.
She really? Was there yesterday.
Was she?
Holding the child, yeah.
Okay.
She, but his girlfriend was who? Who was the girl? Who did he
bring up? Was it Anna Kournikova?
No, it was the Carolyn Wozniacki. Right?
Oh, yeah, Carolyn Wozniacki.
They were engaged and he broke it off.
Erica Stahl. And their child, Poppy, shared a Mother's Day embrace after McIlroy's first win in 18 months yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did Ricky, who can't play a lick, did he ever marry the pole vaulter?
I'm not sure. He didn't make the cut.
He can't play. He can't play a bit.
I wonder what the hell happened.
I don't know, but he's the most overrated of all time anyway.
Well, he's gonna start losing his outside gigs.
Yeah.
Which he's very good at. He's a natural, born actor, but who's going to hire him? He can't win. He's not a name anymore.
No, he's not on the leaderboard ever.
Jason Day's never on the leaderboard anymore.
No, he's distracted.
Yeah, I'll say.
I think he's got a brood of kids now too.
Does he really?
He's got at least a couple. Yeah, he got the kid that needs the hair. You know, Day. He's got the kid that needs the haircut.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't
he? Yes.
Get that kid a haircut. That's all You know, if a kid wants to get older. And draw his hair long, I have no problems. But if he's 5 years old and he's got a mop on his head, he's not making those decisions.
I had this battle 2 weeks ago in
my
house.
Huh?
No, because he's into Harry Potter, my oldest, my 9-year-old. So he wanted to grow his hair out like Harry Potter. I objected. I was denied. But then we had a baptism. I said, he's getting his hair cut because we're going to take family pictures. Come on here. He looks homeless. Let's go here.
Well, we have...
He looks homeless.
Two, I guess, grandnephews of mine who are, that was that baptism I was at.
That was these the long baptism,
are,
right?
These kids are like, too long. They could have cut the game at time of game, easy.
Right.
But they're like 7 and 5, and they got the mops, and they're both playing kid hockey, and they won't refuse to get a cut because they want their hair coming
sticking out of the helmet.
They want hockey hair. Now, my grandson... He doesn't have the hockey hair. He's got, I got big hopes for him.
And he's respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As far as Fowler goes, he started dating track and field.
Allison Stock
in 2017, engaged in June of 2018, and married October of 2019.
That's what's wrong with him.
Yep.
He says, He wants to watch her pole vault instead. Right. That's his
problem.
What
would Allison do?
And can any one of us blame him?
No, my goodness.
Not a bit.
She is. She would have been
first, our number one draft choice.
First overall pick. The Grigoriva gal from Australia would have slipped down the pecking order.
Where does the power rankings, does skill of actually pole vaulting equate at all into that ranking?
None.
Okay, not, good. Not really. What's, you have to compete often enough to be spotted.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. So yeah. Let's just say, for instance, Paige Sporanic once picked up a pole vault.
That
would have qualified her.
Right.
Okay.
She couldn't get over 4 foot. Two.
No.
She, unless she did it like a high jumper and went over backwards.
Right. Got momentum going.
She'd have to do the Fosbury flop and pole vault, you know. Turn over backwards.
Yeah. She would be a number one choice for the world pole vaulting.
Yes, she would.
Yes.
Yeah, we'd have. You don't, to be a number one choice in the World Pole Vaulting League, you don't necessarily have to be a pole vaulter.
Can you spell pole vault? Right. You're it.
Do you know what one is?
They ain't alive. That was probably our worst, most untasteful bit ever, but it was fun.
All right. I'm going to the bank.
Okay, good.
We'll see ya.
See you later.
For a beautiful lawn all season long, spring to fall, log on to professionalturf.com. You do that, you're going to be able to schedule this free no-obligation estimate where a ProTurf pro is going to walk your lawn and then design a 3-4 application treatment that they apply throughout the summer that gets rid of the weeds, keeps your yard thick and luscious, and it's that way until the snow flies again. Applications that are safe for you, the family, pets, the environment, those kids that always cross your yard that you're yelling at, it's even safe for them. All you have to do is water and mow, and I mean mow a lot. It really works. The GL staff is all signed up. 90% of you GLers are signed up. You should too. It's more popular than a COVID shot, and it's the best thing you could do for the health of your lawn. ProfessionalTurf.com.
Since a couple of years after Leif Erikson arrived, Minnesotans have been enjoying all this great state has to offer. From Niagara Cave to the Lake of the Woods, outdoor adventures abound. Minnesota spans more than 86,000 square miles. It's great we can experience a state so rich in landmarks, landscapes, art, and adventure. With so many adventure options, it got us thinking, why are so many Minnesotans limiting their home and auto insurance options? Today, 80% of Minnesotans have their insurance with just one agent who has only one company, no options. At the Canopy Group, our guys at the Canopy Group and gals, we offer you more than 16 companies for your home and auto insurance and 30 professionals. As your needs change, you should have options to continue to provide with the best coverage for the best price. You wouldn't want to fish in only one of Minnesota's 10,000 lakes. And we don't want you to be stuck with only one insurance company. Visit thecanopygroup.com or call 800-967-3389, 800-967-3389 to get plenty of insurance options today.
At Eagle Fun Motorsports in Forest Lake, it's right downtown Forest Lake. You can't miss it. In fact, a lot of people who go to Grunhofer's drive north on 61 another 5 miles, and they're stopped right at the front door of EcoFun Motorsports. I got my Bentelli electric assist bike at EcoFun Motorsports. They have a full line of Yamaha motorcycle products, and they specialize in quality, affordable scooters, mopeds, youth ATVs, youth snowmobiles, all of the equipment and the service that you want. EcoFun sells Bentelli e-bikes. I got a bronze colored one. I've been riding it. You can pedal it on your own or use the motor assist, or you can use the thumb control and cruise up to 20 miles an hour with no effort at all. Stop in, take a test ride. You are going to love these electric assist bikes. And at EcoFun, you'll discover there's no other store in Minnesota that offers an on-the-floor display of electric assist bikes that compares to what you will find at EcoFun. And at EcoFun, you're not paying the crazy prices they charge for e-bikes at the shops that exclusively sell bicycles. This is a store that sells fun. See it for yourself. Take that short drive to Forest Lake and check out EcoFun Motorsports or learn more at EcoFunMotorsports.com.
This is Reavers once again for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. And Josh has a very basic question for you. Do you know what you own? You see, Mr. Money Talk's clients, and that's Josh Arnold, by the way, they always know what they own. He has found out that most people that he meets with every single day, they have no idea. Josh has seen retirement portfolios that have a big percentage in bonds, and there are real instances of people that are paying more in commissions and fees than they can possibly make on the rate of return that these bonds currently yield. Josh begs of you, know what you own. You see, trust is often overused, and it's even harder to find. Take it from me that you can trust Josh. Give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation with absolutely zero obligation. Call him at 952-925-5608. Once again, that's 952-925-5608 for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold.
On November 13th, it's the dawning of a new era when the NFL debuts in Germany, live on NFL Network. Brady and the Bucs.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay!
DK and the Seahawks.
Puts the ball up, making the catch! Woo!
Wake up and watch with the world. It's Sunday Morning Football, live from Munich. Come on, Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern, only on NFL Network.